I think it's interesting how, you know, over time we all use terminology and phrases when we're speaking, and we always assume that everybody else understands our language in the same way as we do. And, you know, it's occurred to me over the years that really that just isn't always the case. And I had a smack reminder of that a few weeks ago. I often use the phrase managing my own mental health. I've been managing my own mental health for over 8 years now. I say that quite a lot when I'm telling people about the Mind Sanctuary and why I started the Mind Sanctuary. And I don't really think anything of that terminology. For me, you know, I have been managing my own mental health for over 8 years. So the words, you know, I don't think anything of, they're part of my everyday language, if you like. But someone challenged me the other day, or a few weeks ago now, you manage your own mental health, but if it's your mind that's the problem, that must be really difficult, if not impossible. How can you manage your own mental health? And I was like, wow, okay, right, I need to clarify this. Manage my own mental health. Can you manage your own mental health? And what do you mean by managing your own mental health? It's a really interesting debate. So, you know, I asked myself, Tina, what do you mean by managing your own mental health? You say it, what do you mean by it? It's quite a difficult phrase to explain, and there are so many sort of different areas of debate around it. But I think the best way that I could come up with to explain it was to, you know, imagine that you're at the bottom of a big dark well, and you know you can see the light at the top, and you know there is a way out, but you can't get from the bottom of the well to the top of the well. You can't see a way to get to the exit. I'm using this kind of metaphor to sort of explain, you know, how I felt when I've been depressed, or, you know, when I've not been able to manage my own mental health. And there have been times on my journey where I've not been able to manage my own mental health. I've needed support. I've needed someone to show me different tools and techniques. I've needed people to throw me down a rope, maybe, or maybe, you know, lower down some cement so that I can build some steps so that I can climb out of the well. And, you know, over the years, I've had a whole range of different kind of tools and techniques, if you like. And I mean, I found my way out of the well through a kind of combination, I think, really, of medication and psychotherapy, you know, and sort of moving on from there, I've found a whole range of different things to support me on managing my mental health on a daily basis to prevent me from being in that dark place again. You know, once you sort of recognize what it looks like when you're going down, you can sort of put safety nets in place to stop you from falling any further. You can, you know, put little sort of supplies in halfway down, if you like, the, you know, a little safety rope to help haul yourself out again, and different things like that. And these tools and techniques can vary for different people. There isn't one tool that works for every single person, and there isn't one cure that works for every single person. And, you know, also each individual person has to pull on the rope or walk up the steps themselves. You know, it's no good someone throwing a rope down to support you and then you're just looking at the rope. You have to hold on to it and you have to pull yourself out. You know, and from there you can look at a whole range of different prevention techniques to move forward with. And that's really what I mean by managing my own mental health. Well, it's an introduction anyway. I hope it makes sense.